This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A big day today on Capitol Hill as the House Agriculture Committee focuses on a new farm bill. And here with an update from our nation's capital is Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Paul, you've experienced this a few times now. What can be expected today from the House Ag Committee?
The House Ag Committee is going to convene to hold the markup on Chairman Thompson's 2024 Farm Bill. You know, over the course of that business meeting, you know, members will be able to make statements on the bill and then offer amendments on different areas of the bill, whether that's to change pieces that are in the bill or to insert or delete things. It's the fairly standard committee amendment process. So that'll all culminate with a vote to pass the bill out of committee at the end of that markup. So that's going to be the big moment, is the House Ag Committee moving forward with the bill.
Looking at this overall farm bill, what's included for the dairy farmer and the dairy industry?
So looking at the dairy subtitle itself, there's a number of big wins for dairy. Obviously, the continuation of the dairy margin coverage program is critical. We often talk about changes and improvements to different policy areas that people want to see. But one of the things I don't think any of us ever do enough of is sort of touting the good that we already have. And so the Farm Bill is going to continue the dairy margin coverage program. It's going to continue the ability for farmers to get the 25% premium discount if they lock in their coverage for all 5 years. And it's also to make an important improvement to the program where it allows farmers to update their production history to be based on a more recent production year as opposed to being based on several years ago. So it makes that a bit more current. But keeping that program is going to be critical. Another item the bill includes is a requirement going forward that USDA conduct mandatory plant cost surveys to get better data for the dairy industry on manufacturing costs. This is something we've talked about a lot in the last couple of years as it relates to make allowances in the federal milk marketing order system. And obviously, while we are pursuing a near-term make allowance increase as part of our process with USDA, I think we all agree in the industry that we need better data to better inform this conversation for future go-arounds. And so what's in the Farm Bill and the bill that's being marked up is very important. It's sort of setting up the process for USDA to do that every 2 years. The bill provides some funding for USDA to do that as well, and make sure that everybody's on the same page with data. And the last item, very important item in Title I, this is a big win for dairy farmers, a restoration of the higher of Class I mover. I think you know, Bill, the current Class I mover has really been harmful to dairy farmers in a whole range of economic climates, not just 2020. If anything, what we saw happen in 2020 turned out to be the rule, not the exception, and that over and over again, 2022, 2023, so far, every month of 2024, the current mover has harmed dairy farmers across the country. So the chairman's bill restores the higher of mover in a way that puts it back in place. It doesn't prevent USDA from making an adjustment in its own process, but putting back in the higher of mover is a critical, critical win as well. So quite a few positive provisions there in the dairy subtitle. And outside the dairy subtitle, I could mention a few others, but I'll just single out one. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is included in the nutrition title of the bill. Or maybe in a later title, I'm not sure exactly where it was included. This already passed the House. It's Chairman Thompson's bipartisan bill with Kim Schreier from Washington State, and it already got a very strong vote in the House, but we're excited to have it in the Farm Bill because now it's part of a, you know, larger vehicle. And as you know, Congress tends not to pass a lot of individual bills every year. They only pass a few larger bills. So by having this in the Farm Bill, now we've got it in a vehicle.
A lot of issues that are involved in the Farm Bill, and even for dairy. You take a look at conservation and the trade title and nutrition, and as you mentioned, risk management. All these are at the top of the list when it comes to passing a Farm Bill.
Yeah, those are all very positive provisions. We're very excited the bill is moving forward. Obviously, it's, you know, every Farm Bill is a little different as far as how the process goes. You know, this will be the fourth one that I'm involved in, and so seeing each one play out, they're all unique in some way, but we're very excited to get started with a bill that's very strong for dairy, that has very, very good provisions, not just the ones I named, but to your point, too, there's positive provisions in the trade title around protecting common food names. There's more funding for MAP and FMD, conservation title. You continue the EQIP livestock set aside, which is something that we've long supported. You boost funding for the program over time. There's some language that includes allowing methane reduction projects to be considered high priority if states so choose. So there's a lot of other positive things, too. There's only so much airtime to name all of the wins, but there's definitely quite a bit of good work in here across the different titles of the bill.
Paul, you mentioned this is your fourth time being involved in this. How much adding or subtracting or nitpicking do you think is going to be done when it comes to dairy?
Well, I'm pretty cautiously optimistic that the different things I just walked through won't be removed. Right? I feel pretty good. You never know. You don't want to predict too soon, but I feel pretty positive that the provisions that are in the bill that I just detailed will stay in the bill through the markup tomorrow. So typically when members offer amendments in a markup like this, they can be on very district-specific issues that members are trying to have addressed, or they can be trying to fine-tune pieces of the bill that are already in there to make some tweak to them. And what typically happens in a markup like this is if there are a number of amendments offered that are considered, you know, non-controversial by both sides, they sometimes move forward in what you call like a manager's amendment at the start of the markup, where they kind of take a whole bunch of the amendments that have been filed that the committee has had a chance to vet over those prior couple of days, fold them together in one big amendment and pass that sort of at the start. And then, you know, then they may individually debate amendments that are more controversial for one reason or another, so that members can kind of have the back and forth that they need to have, and then you vote on those individually. So the markup can, it can go any different way as far as that process goes. So I'm not expecting anything in relation to the stuff that I just talked through as far as the dairy wins, but obviously we will be very vigilant to that over the next 24 hours, making sure that people know that these are positive, you know, wins from our perspective that we don't want to see disturbed during the markup, if you will, and hopefully that won't happen.
And this is the House version of the farm bill. So what's happening over on the Senate side?
So Senator Stabenow issued a framework document fairly detailed a few weeks ago for her draft of the farm bill in the Senate. And that draft includes a number of wins for dairy as well, similar provisions on DMC that I described in the House as far as continuing the program and the discount and the production history update, and also the plant cost study and the common names language, and some other items too. So that document has been issued. We understand that Senator Bozeman, the ranking member, is going to put out his own framework in the coming weeks after the House has its markup. Don't know exactly when that will be. But obviously the value in these individual steps is that it's the different members, the different principals putting forward kind of their starting places, their visions for how they think different issues should be addressed. And hopefully that then paves the groundwork for this all to be completed.
Thank you, Paul, for the time today. Paul Bleiberg is Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.